Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
So in this episode, I'm going to be speaking to you about how you can protect against interest rates going up, especially if inflation goes up and the government use interest rates to try and keep a cap on it. I'm going to give you five tips, okay? Five things that you should be doing with your portfolio in order to protect against interest rates going up. So the first way of doing it, and I'm not even counting this as one of the five, is to pay off your mortgages. So of course, if you reduce your loan to value or if you pay them off entirely, you are no longer exposed to interest rates. I think John Paul Getty said, one of the best investments in the entire world is real estate. He was an American. Real estate where you don't borrow any money. And I couldn't agree more. If you own property with no mortgages on it, you are bulletproof. So my first tip is you want to have fixed rate mortgages. Not all of them, but you want a high enough percentage of fixed rate mortgages to give you certainty. So right now you can fix for 1 year, you can fix for 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years. You want to have fixed rate mortgages because you can fix an all-time low right now. So you can fix, if you're buying in your personal name at perhaps 2%, if you're buying in a company, you can fix at 3, 3.5%, up to 4%. Those are good prices to be fixing at over a number of years because that gives you certainty on that particular property. The second thing that you can do, the second thing to mitigate the impact or the risk of interest rates going up on your mortgages is to fix for different terms. So if you buy five properties tomorrow, you don't want to have all of them on the best deal right now. And that's what your mortgage broker will say. They'll say, oh, this is a great deal. You can get a 5 year fixed at 3.5%. And there's this arrangement fee and this loan to value. That's what I think you should do. And if you buy all five properties with the same product, with the same lender, what's going to happen in 5 years' time? You are going to drop off that product on all five properties onto whatever their reversionary rate is or whatever their standard variable rate is. And if that's sky high at that point, you're in trouble because you've got five times a problem. And so what you should be doing is you should be buying one on a 1 year fixed rate, perhaps one on a variable. You should be buying what, because that's going to be a really low rate right now. Perhaps one on a 3 year, one on a 5 year, one on a 2 year. So if interest rates start to go up, you haven't got your whole portfolio all changing on the same month. So you've got a small problem in 12 months time because that first property is going to drop off and is perhaps going to go up. And then you've got another small problem in 2 years' time, one in 3 years' time, one in 5 years' time. And so you are giving yourself time, breathing space, to cope with that worsening economic climate, to cope with the environment that you find yourself in, to cope with that negative cash flow. So perhaps that means you need to source additional income outside your portfolio. Perhaps it means you need to change how your portfolio is being monetized, and I'll come on to that in a sec. So first one is fixed term mortgages. Second one is different end dates on all of your deals. The third one that people often don't think about, and I think mortgage lenders should think about this more as well, is to use different lenders. All lenders are not created equal. So there are some really aggressive lenders and there are some really quite friendly lenders, quite pro-investor lenders. And what you want to do is you want to have a variety of lenders on your portfolio. And the reason for that is if a lender gets taken over, comes under pressure, perhaps under pressure from the government, perhaps under pressure from their stakeholders, then they can change. They can enforce their T's and C's. And we saw some very draconian action by lenders in the last credit crunch, in the last recession. And so what you want to do is if one lender's being really harsh and putting you under a lot of pressure, you don't want to have your whole portfolio with them. You want to have a bit of breathing space with other lenders that perhaps aren't under the same pressure to call in loans, perhaps aren't under the same pressure to calibrate their lending book. There are some very scary terms and conditions if you check some of the lender's small print, and I'd encourage you to do that. There are terms and conditions that if your property drops in value, they can ask you to top up that mortgage because now the loan to value. So if you buy a 100 grand property and you take a £75,000 mortgage on it, and then that property drops in value to 90,000, could easily happen next year, you are no longer at 75% loan to value, you're at 84% or something close. And so they can say, well, you now need to give us £9,000, but you might not have £9,000, especially if you've got 50 properties and they're asking for it on all of them. And so it actually says in some lenders' T's and C's that they can repossess you if you don't pay them the additional money. Now, I've heard horror stories of that happening. It's never happened to me, but I don't want to be in the position where one lender can do that on my whole portfolio. I also know of lenders where if you had three or four properties and you wanted to sell one when interest rates were going up and values were dropping, so loan to values were going up, what they were doing is they were saying, yes, you can sell, but the redemption figure will be for the entire profit on the property, and we're going to put that equity across the other properties you hold with us. So if you were desperately trying to sell in order to keep paying your mortgages, they weren't going to allow you to have the money. They were going to keep all the money from the sale and just put it against the other mortgages. So it's very important to have a spread of lenders. They're not all going to be that heavy-handed, that draconian at the same time. So if you've got a spread, you've got options. The fourth tip that I can give you is having different types of properties. So the worst thing you can do is buy 10 properties in the same apartment block because you're massively exposed to that apartment block. What happens if some hooligans move in and start graffitiing the hallways, etc.? What happens if a new bypass is built and there's all building traffic and no one wants to live next to a building site? What happens if a new power station goes up, etc.? So you're very at risk, you're very exposed to market changes, good and bad, if you're all in a concentrated area. So I talk about a gold mine area, an investment gold mine area, being about 30, 45 minutes across. And if you look at a radius of about 30, 45 minutes, that gives you a really good spread of detached properties, high value properties, low value properties, terrace properties, apartments, leasehold, freehold. Have a spread of properties because they're not all going to come under pressure at the same time from interest rate rises. And as we've seen in this year, 2020, with coronavirus, people are moving away from city centre flats for obvious reasons. They're wanting to have more space. They're wanting to be in greener areas where they can enjoy the outdoors more if they are in lockdown. And so having a entirely city centre portfolio wouldn't have been a good idea, would have fared very poorly. And I'm sure there are investors out there that are tearing their hair out because they can't invest properties. In fact, one prospective client I spoke to a few days ago, he has got a portfolio of six or so properties, and one of them's a HMO, and he hasn't been able to let a room, city centre room in that HMO, for over 6 months. That's really painful. Now, if you had 20 HMOs and you couldn't let any of the rooms for 6 months, that's going to start to really impact on your cash flow at a time when perhaps interest rates are going up and you're needing maximum cash flow. The fifth tip is not only to have different properties, but to operate different monetization strategies on those different properties. And two in particular I would encourage you to have. So the first is you want monetization strategies where you can rapidly change the income from them. So serviced accommodation is a good example of that, because if you are letting the property at this and then interest rates go up, you can add a bit of value. You can, you know, add a hamper to the service accommodation, the holiday let. You can do a meet and greet, for example, and you can charge more for it. You can do a romantic package and include chocolates and champagne and charge a premium. You can increase your marketing and get more higher paying clients, etc., etc. So service accommodation, holiday lets are a good example of cash flow that you can increase if you need to. If you need to give it some TLC, some focus, you can increase it because you control it more like a business. The other one is tenant buyers, so rent to buy, we call it, because those guys are on agreements with us that are linked to the interest rates of our mortgages. So if the interest rate doubles and our mortgage doubles, then our interest only mortgage would double if interest rates doubled, then they will also double what they're paying. So that's a good mitigation against interest rates. So those are two tips that I would recommend you definitely look at. Rent to buy and service accommodation. Not across the whole portfolio, you don't want to be exposed, but definitely to have a few of them so you can crank up the cash flow if needs be. Now the other benefit of having different monetization strategies, as we've seen this year with COVID-19, is if one strategy is either legislated against by the government or is affected by some external influence, COVID-19 is a good example, HMOs, holiday lets were negatively affected. Who wants to go and move into a house with six strangers during COVID times? That's why HMOs are suffering, that's why, and service accommodation, of course, has been stopped for recreational use during most of the lockdown. And so those external factors, if you've got a widespread, diverse monetization across your portfolio, you're not going to be exposed to those changes nearly as much as if you were concentrated in one type of monetization strategy. So if you have everything in HMOs, every one of your properties operating as a single AST, for example, then you have very little flexibility. Your tenants are all paying rent. That's it. You can make sure they all pay, great. You can perhaps inch your rents up by 5% a year, something like that. But if your interest rates are going through the roof and your mortgages, you're kind of stuck. There's not a lot you can do. Whereas those other monetization strategies, the income from them will go up in proportion to the interest rates. So there's my five tips, guys, for what you can do to mitigate your exposure to interest rates. And do it now. Do it whilst interest rates are at 0.1%, not when they've hit 5% and you realize you're now cash flow negative. That hour of forethought over the next month or so will pay absolute dividends, because then you can just start to be mindful of these factors, these opportunities to spread your risk, these opportunities to be safe as you're building your portfolio. Guys, if you'd like to hear more, hit the notification bell, click the subscribe button, and I'll see you on our next episode. In the meantime, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast, released every Thursday.